The Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox with a very special guest on the line. It is Axel Good here with us this morning. Thank you for being on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So we have you on the phone from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Right there in Dallas?
Yes.
And you were on flight 1143. Now, for someone who's not familiar, that is the flight that went from Cleveland to Dallas. It contained someone who now has a confirmed case of Ebola. I cannot even imagine what you're going through. If you could just walk us through how you found out about all this.
Well, yesterday morning, Wednesday, I woke up to a lot of text messages coming in. And, I checked them, and my father had messaged me and said that there was a nurse on flight 1143, Frontier Airlines. And at first I thought he was messing with me because there was no way that he knew my flight, though. I didn't tell him which one I was flying or anything like that. And I went and looked at articles. I saw that, in fact, someone had been on the flight. And all the reports were that she was asymptomatic and there was no real worry, but the CDC wanted all the passengers to contact them. I went ahead and called them at 11:19 a.m. and they got back to me around 1 o'clock and took down all my information, my address, phone number, et cetera, said that they would be in contact with me. Immediately upon getting the information that I had been around somebody that was now confirmed to have Ebola, I went ahead and isolated myself and called my friend that was on the plane with, and he isolated himself as well. We decided to do that as a precautionary measure because we hadn't really heard back from the CDC. The response was pretty slow at the time. We weren't getting any information, but we did know that as long as we quarantined ourselves, that we were not going to put anybody in danger.
Right. They didn't ask you to, though.
No, I finally got a call today at 11:15 from an epidemiologist at the Dallas County Health Department. And she finally said that they were suggesting that we quarantine ourselves, but at this point it was voluntary, not mandatory.
Wow.
However, she did say that it would probably soon be mandatory, but they haven't confirmed that yet.
How do you feel about the way that they're handling this?
It could be expedited, for sure. They also told me that there's been a no boarding order, that I'm not allowed to be on any commercial flights or cruise lines or anything of that nature.
Okay.
Through November 3rd, after the 21-day incubation period. So they covered that, and I certainly wish that they would have done that from the very start. I wouldn't be in this position in the first place. I think the response has been sluggish, and hopefully they're going to take it a little bit more serious.
For anyone just tuning in, we have Axel Good on the phone here, and if someone's not familiar with your work, you are not only an author, but also a model for a publishing company that just happens to do romantic-style novels. And so someone might even be familiar with your work if they're listening. You were on Flight 1143 from Cleveland to Dallas, which contained one nurse who is now confirmed to have these symptoms of Ebola. And they did not necessarily ask you to quarantine yourself. You're doing it voluntarily. A lot of people thanking you for that. They have now taken the crew from that flight and they are putting them on leave. But what happens to you for the next 20-some days? I mean, you can't fly or go anywhere for work. What happens?
Well, I'm not going to leave my apartment. You know, I wrote a little post on Facebook yesterday and kind of explained what I was feeling and how scared I was when I initially found this out, because I've read up on the virus and how terrible it is. So I think it's very selfish for somebody that's been exposed to it to think that their time for the next 3 weeks is worth endangering another human being with the possibility of perhaps infecting them with a virus that has a mortality rate of 50% to 90%.
Right.
You know, that's absolutely that would be very negligent of me as a person. I don't need the CDC. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. I can look out on the internet very easily. It doesn't take that much skill. I can see that we're dealing with something that could mutate. We don't know at which point it could or will. We're dealing with something that is highly contagious. In the end, I want to protect other people. If I have been infected, then God forbid, and hopefully I pull through. But I need to stay quarantined. And, you know, sacrificing 3 weeks locked up in my apartment is nothing compared to what if I infected one of my friends.
Right.
You know, and they passed away because I didn't want to be locked up. Taking the precautionary measure, the best way to solve any medical problem, prevention, prevent it. Don't try to solve the symptom. Rather than trying to fix a broken leg, prevent it. Same principle goes for just about anything. That's what me and my friend Taylor are both trying to do. We don't need the CDC or anybody to say, oh, well, you need to be locked up, because it's apparent that we need to be locked up. It's apparent that we should not be around people because we're a danger to them. You know, and I think that's just part of using good judgment.
Well, we definitely appreciate you guys using good judgment, making this choice. I mean, you have friends or family or something delivering food and things you need, right?
Yeah, it's really been so inspiring. Once we posted on Facebook, and I was emotional, and I'm a writer, so I was emotional yesterday, and I wrote an article about how I was feeling and everything like that, and I posted it up to Facebook, and the response has just been massive. Publishing company has gotten behind me, and I want to say an author has started up a fund for people to donate, and just so many people have donated, you know, even $10 or $20, and that's going to help me and my friend make it through, you know, to pay our rent and everything while we're off work. And so many people have offered to deliver food or water or whatever I need for the next 3 weeks and just leave it on my doorstep. I really feel like that's the way that it should be, that a community should pull together to solve a problem and not wait on some higher power to come solve the problem for them. I think that individually, we as humans have the ability to do that.
You're right. Yeah. And if we're being honest, the CDC didn't show a lot of care to try and contain it in the first place. I highly doubt they're going to show up with any sort of money or help.
I haven't been inspired by their actions. You know, at first yesterday, I got a report that she was asymptomatic. And then later on, as the day progressed, it came out that she was actually had an elevated temperature of 99.5 while getting on the airplane. They also haven't specified at what point somebody does become contagious. We do know that they're more contagious the longer that it goes on. They haven't specified, and typically the symptoms start with a headache. Are they contagious once they start a fever, or are they contagious when they start a headache? Because they say as soon as you start symptoms, then you are contagious. And so in my opinion, it's not worth taking a chance. A few people are worth sacrificing 3 weeks of their life, which is a very small price to pay for your life in general, then nobody's going to have any worries. And so I think that's the real way to go. Everybody has their choice. And I'm making the best choice that I can.
You are, for everyone. And we appreciate it. How many more days are you going to be in exile then? Is it 20 more days?
I haven't actually done the math. I believe it today is day 4 since I've been exposed. Uh-huh. So in theory, I guess that would leave 17 days.
Okay.
I know the CDC or the Dallas County Health Department told me through November 3rd. You know, I'll just be here for that time. You know, hopefully everything goes well. Hopefully I don't show symptoms. Hopefully I'm here for that entire time. You just pray to God that I haven't been infected. I did find out that I was sitting within close proximity to Amber on the airplane.
Oh, my gosh.
They wouldn't tell me the seat number, but they did say that I was within 3 feet.
Wow. Okay. So I have to know then, what are you doing to keep yourself busy? Obviously, you have the support of all of us, and anyone who hears your story is going to be thinking of you and backing you and supporting your decision to quarantine yourself. But how are you going to keep busy?
Well, I'm doing interviews so far.
Yeah.
But you know, honestly, it's I haven't run into that problem yet. I kind of broke down yesterday when I first found out. And then last night when I went to sleep, laying in bed, it started to bother me. And I couldn't lay there. I had to turn on a movie and just have something going because I couldn't have my mind wander.
Right.
And so far the outpouring has been just tremendous. And I've had so many emails and so many people contacting me and you know, wishing me good support that I haven't run into that yet. I think overall I'll be fine. If this kind of draws out a little bit, then I'll wait it out. You know, I'm an author and I have currently working on edits on one novel, on my next novel, and I would like to start a second. So, you know, I will probably just keep myself distracted and work for that, you know, and hopefully just, you know, monitor my temperature twice a day and pray to God it's not elevated enough to give me a scare or anything. It's certainly frightening because I do know that if those symptoms do start in, it's extraordinarily awful for the person, you know, and I feel so terrible for Amber Vinson right now. I can't imagine what she's going through.
I can't either. And I can't even wrap my head around how you must feel. Just know that everybody is supporting you or thinking of you. And we would love that this, you know, this few weeks just goes by and maybe you'll wrap up a novel by the end of it. And if possible, would you be willing to do like a weekly update? We'd love to check in on you, make sure you're still doing well.
Sure, absolutely. I don't have anything better to do.
Okay. Well, we do appreciate you being on this morning to talk about this. It's Axel Good, who was on Flight 1143 from Cleveland to Dallas with an confirmed Ebola patient now and quarantining himself voluntarily, not because the CDC told him to. We do, again, appreciate that decision, and we are thinking of you and your friend as well, and we'll speak with you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Robin.